From the appetizer, this is the Songwriter's Cookbook, recipes and insights into up-and-coming indie artists. I'm D. Grant Smith. McKinney, Texas is a long way away from Italy, but Vanessa Peters considers both locations home. We were privileged to speak with her about her music, her tour, and more. Tell me a little bit about Ice Cream on Mondays. Where did that name come from?
Well, they are my Italian band. The name kind of came from, I am addicted to Italian gelato, which is Italian ice cream. Most of the gelato shops in Italy are closed on Monday. And so we used to always, after late night band practice on Sunday nights, we would kind of like run over there and try to get the last bit of ice cream before they closed, since Monday was just going to be too hard of a day for me to get through, you know, if I didn't get some late night ice cream. So we usually got there after it was already midnight, so we were kind of the only people that ever got ice cream on Mondays. That was sort of our little inside joke from that summer, and then it just stuck. Yeah, people ask all the time what it means, and I'm never sure if it's good or bad that we have such a bizarre band name, because I figure some people probably go, what the heck, and then they maybe just discount it before they even listen to it. But then I think it works probably both ways, because people are usually super curious and want to know more about it. So
you guys are, I guess, what we would call a band on a mission. You've done 3 albums in 3 years. You've played in 10 countries. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we stay as busy as I can make us stay, pretty much. I do all of it, well, not all of it, but probably about 90% of the booking and stuff. And that in and of itself is, you know, could be considered a full-time job, probably. Basically, it's kind of the only way for an independent band to even break, you know, manage to break even, is just to play as much as you can, because by playing, in theory, you're going to sell more CDs, you know, you're going to have a better chance to expand your audience. So I've been playing solo since 2003-ish is when my first CD came out. And I actually have made a couple of solo CDs aside from my band as well. And in that time, we've probably done like maybe 600 or 700 concerts all over, just because it's kind of the, like I said, it's the only way for us to keep reaching new fans, since we don't have a label. Even with small labels, you sort of have to know somebody. You got to have a foot in the door somewhere. And I'm not really willing to waste, you know, hundreds of CDs just mailing them to places where they're going to end up in a box somewhere. So. And it could rain for days. And then where would I?
Your latest album is called Sweetheart, Keep Your Chin Up, and mm-hmm. It's described as a concept album, taking mythical and fairy tale characters and putting a new spin on them. Where did this idea come from?
Well, it was kind of born like halfway through the record. I mean, I didn't set out necessarily to write that kind of record, but I was a creative writing major in college, and a lot of my songs tend to be sort of like short stories anyway. Also, with my last album, it was a similar thing where I started writing songs and I noticed they were, you know, they were all in kind of a similar vein. And so once I noticed that, then I sort of took that theme and just sort of continued with it and tried to sharpen it a little bit. But I guess just because I travel a lot, and I've been traveling, you know, an awful lot lately, and I guess the whole idea of crossing the ocean and always being like away from people, you know, I have people I love on both sides of the ocean, and no matter where I am, I'm away from some of them. I guess I just was sort of drawn to the idea of these people that live their lives in transit, people like sailors or people like, you know, all these great heroes from the past, like Odysseus, who was away from his wife for 20 years, and Penelope, who was at home waiting for 20 years and wondering if he was ever going to come back. And I don't know, I thought some of those stories were interesting and, you know, worth looking at in a modern context.
You mentioned a couple of times your Italian band. How did a Texas girl get together with some Italian bandmates?
Well, I studied, I went to college at Texas A&M, and they have a study abroad program in this little town called Castiglione Fiorentino, which is where all the guys are from. I studied there quite a few years ago now, but I fell in love with this little town, and I went back to visit whenever I could. While I was there 1 year, we were introduced by mutual friends, because these guys were all, they were already a band. They had been a band in various formats for about probably 12 years at the time. Yeah, we were introduced by a friend that said, hey, I think you guys have similar tastes in music, because strangely, even though they are, you know, three Italian guys, they were really into bands like the Jayhawks and Wilco and Neil Young, and they were really into the kind of American singer-songwriter tradition. We basically hit it off and started playing together that summer, and that was almost 5 years ago, so we've stuck together for quite a while now. I'll try to run, and I swear I won't give up this time. And I swear.
Do you have any plans to record this year?
No, definitely not. And also because we don't have any money. Yeah, I mean, we've made all of our records ourselves, and we self-financed the last one. And we did part of it with pre-orders, actually, from our fans, which was awesome. But we still had to put up a lot of money, and we'll have to sell a few more copies before we can even begin to think about paying for another record. And I usually, like, it takes me a while to charge back up after I made a record. I usually want to take a little bit of time off before going back into the studio, so maybe next year.
I read that your musical influences seem to be more like experiences and scenery, like sunlight pouring in and being home on a rainy day. Are there any musicians that have influenced you, or just being tucked into bed with a good book and a cup of tea have some magical musical power over you?
Well, that does for sure, but definitely there are tons of musicians that I listen to, and I think, whoa, I mean, if I can get close to that, then I'll be doing pretty good, you know. I mean, a lot of them are ones I mentioned earlier, like Wilco and the Jayhawks are two bands that I'm pretty into right now. But I also love female singer-songwriters, and there's a bunch of those from Canada that I'm really fond of, like Sarah Harmer is a Canadian singer-songwriter that I love, and Kathleen Edwards is fantastic, and Amy Mann has been like a huge influence on my songwriting. I've been a fan of hers for probably 10 years, so listening to other music is definitely inspiring, but I find that reading is usually pretty inspirational too. I mean, I usually get a lot of good ideas from literature.
Vanessa Peters and Ice Cream on Mondays. The release is titled Sweetheart, Keep Your Chin Up. Hear some of her songs, get her touring schedule, and more at myspace.com/Vanessa Peters. Check out the Appetizer website for updates and news on Vanessa and other featured independent artists at appetizerradio.com. For the Appetizer and Abilene Public Radio, I'm D. Grant Smith on the Songwriter's Cookbook.